USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of coronavirus cases is still on an upward slope, with 75,000 identified throughout the state and over 1,500 people have died from the disease. The New York governor says everyone is asking when it will be over.
It is not going to be soon. If our apex is 14 to 21 days, that's our apex. You then have to come down the other side of the mountain once you hit the apex.
The FBI's bungling of FISA applications runs far deeper than the already well-known problems with the Bureau's snooping on the Trump campaign, according to a new Inspector General's audit that came out on Tuesday. That audit found that agents either lost or never compiled backup information for some applications and made errors in others. One in every 29 applications the Justice Department audited had problems with it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
General Motors is announcing they expect to have the first shipment of masks for healthcare workers out next week. Approximately 20,000 masks are set to be delivered on April 8th. Medical experts have been warning that the coronavirus is cyclical, meaning it could come back in the fall even if its spread is halted within the next few months. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was asked about the possibilities of coronavirus coming back.
I would anticipate that that would actually happen, because of the degree of transmissibility. However, if you come back in the fall, it will be a totally different ball game of what happened when we first got hit with it in the beginning of this year. There will be several things that will be different. Our ability to go out and be able to test, identify, isolate, and contact trace will be orders of magnitude better than what it was just a couple of months ago. It's going to be things that we have available to us that we did not have before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham has a message to the Chinese government. Shut down those wet markets. Wet markets offer meat from exotic animals, which he argues transmit viruses from animals to human beings, including COVID-19. Graham tells Fox News,
well, I'm going to write a letter to the World Health Organization and to the Chinese ambassador asking them to close the Chinese wet markets. These are open-air markets where they sell monkey, they sell bat. We think this whole thing started from a transmission from a bat to a human. About the last three or four pandemics have come from the Chinese wet markets. I don't think this came from a Chinese military lab, but these wet markets are gross. They're just absolutely disgusting, selling exotic animals that transmit viruses from animals to human beings. Those things need to shut down.
Graham continues,
well, I think we should, I'm going to write a letter to the Chinese ambassador saying if you don't shut those wet markets down, our trading relationship is going to change. The source of this virus is the Chinese wet markets. But when you have doctors who come on and ask them how many diseases have come from China through these wet markets where you intermingle all kind of exotic animals, it's just really a gross display of how you prepare food. That needs to stop. What can China do to help the world? Shut those markets down.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.